I'd like to return to yesterday's pasuk one more time. Mi vami haholchim is Paro's request. The Baal HaTurim has an alternative explanation. I think is amazing. Paro turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, "Really, come on, for real, what is it that you're requesting? You think that you're all going to go into the land of Israel?" Apparently, Paro had some sort of form of nevuah, and he knew that the entire generation wouldn't be entering into Eretz Yisrael anyway. So he says, "Mi vami haholchim? Who's going anyway? None of you, all this generation that's currently leaving, none of you are going to enter into the land of Israel." So says the Baal HaTurim, an amazing gematria. Mi vami haholchim, those words have the same gematria as Kalev uben Nun. Who are the ones that actually would go into Eretz Yisrael from this generation? Only Kalev and Yehoshua ben Nun. The two of them were Zoche of the entire generation. They were the only ones from 20 to 60 to go into the land of Israel. Says Paro, what's the point? I'm going to send this whole generation out and you're going to die in the desert anyway. It's pointless. There's no gain anyway. They might as well stay here. But I think that Moshe Rabbeinu shares with Paro a fundamental message for all times for the Jewish people. He says, it doesn't really matter that these people won't go in. Okay, we know it. But who's going to go in? Binareinu v'zkeinenu. The young that aren't yet 20, and v'zkeinenu, the old. Those people will have the zchus, the opportunity to go into Eretz Yisrael. And for them, it's worth going out. I think what Moshe Rabbeinu shares with us is a very powerful idea, is that sometimes in life we look and say, what's the point? What am I really going to gain? I'm going to put all this effort in, and yet I know I'm going to fall short, and I won't be the one to complete it. And we know it says that any project is named Al Shem Gomro, upon the person that's completing it. So the person might say, well, I'm not going to get the credit for it anyway. Who cares? Why am I doing this? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. It's true that these people won't go out, but these people will be the start and the spark of a generation that will go in and that will make a difference and that will live the dream. And as Jewish people, if we can at least be the start of the dream, then we could be the dream itself. Yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day throughout the world. And there was a delegation that went to Auschwitz on behalf of the 75th anniversary of its liberation. Watching some of the video clips and seeing the pictures was so powerful, because what did you see? You saw the older generation and so many of the old survivors in their 80s and their 90s were flanked by who? Their children, or even better, their grandchildren. When they were suffering through the horrors of the Holocaust, could they possibly have ever imagined that they would have this opportunity, that they would return as free people, coming from the land of Israel perhaps? Could they possibly have imagined that? The answer is likely not. And yet, that's what it is. Mi vami haholchem. Yes, it's true. Some of these people aren't going to make it. In fact, most of this generation isn't going to make it. But that's not a reason to give up. That's a reason to recognize that there's a future, a bright future. We just have to start it. Mi vami haholchem. We're going to go, but we're not going to get there. Who's going to arrive there? That's binareinu v'zkeinenu melech. Those are the ones that will make the dream of the earlier generation a reality.